Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report. I'm John Batchelor. I'm joined by my good colleagues, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. He's in North America with me. And Joseph Umar, traveling. He is in South America at Medellin, a large and prosperous and ambitious city of Colombia, dealing with the day-to-day and also with the unusual presidential leadership of Gustavo Petro. We begin with Gustavo Petro because last one we spoke of him, Joseph, he had broken relations with Israel, which seemed an odd thing to busy himself with, given that he's had ongoing troubles with narco-terrorism gangs to negotiate a peace with them. And he has what the Daily Telegraph in London calls an open border failure for drug trafficking, for destitution, for unemployment, for generally people coming through Colombia or staying in Colombia because they're fleeing other circumstances. So right now, your measure of Medellin, when you were last there, you were very pleased with the city. You said there were many entrepreneurs, but that was during the previous administration. Is that all still prospering under Gustavo Petro's left-of-center approach to government? Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. So this is interesting because Colombia is really in a silent economic crisis. Nobody really talks about it. The public officials obviously aren't talking about it, but you certainly feel it. And I think one of the things that's kind of holding Colombia up, that's, you know, by the shingles, is the tourism industry. That's still happening. But a lot of the other industries are not doing well. I'll give you a data point, John. So I'm in Medellin. And Medellin's part of a department called Antioquia, which is probably the most economically productive part of the country. They export a lot. They have a lot of business. They have a lot of commerce. And Medellin's like the commercial capital of Antioquia. The last trimester of every year, as most countries in the world, is probably the most productive for commerce because of Christmas, Black Friday. They actually give workers bonus to spend. And almost every last trimester of the year, the industries grow. They always have a net profits at the end of the year. Last year, for the first time in decades, Antioquia dropped 2.5% on average throughout their industries, meaning that they didn't make any money throughout the Christmas season. That's kind of unprecedented, at least in modern years. So that just gives you a sense of people aren't spending, and they're not spending because they don't have money, and they don't have money, they're not saving, and that means they're not investing. So they're in a silent economic crisis. But I will say that here's the good news. So, you know, Petro is obviously Colombia writ large, and there's a lot of problems throughout the country. But the mayor of Medellin is a guy named Federico Gutierrez, who is not, he's the anti-Petro. So he just got into office. He won in that midterm election last year, and he's starting to fix things as best he can. He's just mayor. He's not the governor, and he's not the obviously not the president. So he can only do so much, but he is looking to at least provide some incentives for industry to do better. He's also doing some things to help clamp down on the insecurity. There's some problems with, you know, gangs and narcos and stuff that's still always prevalent here in Colombia. So I think that's the good news. And then the other good news is there's going to be an election coming up. And President Petro's approval ratings are going down. So in Austin, I don't think people are very pleased with President Petro, especially not here in Medellin. He doesn't have a big base of support here in the country. But the situation is a lot. It's worse than what you would imagine. And you don't really hear about it in the headlines. But when you're here, you certainly feel it.
Do you see any obvious signs of poverty or store closings? Because you were there, as I recall, in the final 2 years of Duque, and you reported Medellin as a prosperous town, a burgeoning economy.
Yeah, I mean, you see it in the streets. You see more homelessness. The Venezuelan migration has been around for a long time, so you see that. I say probably the biggest, most notable difference, and not so much in Medellin, but in Colombia writ large, is you see once very touristy, you know, safe relatively areas where you have restaurants and hotels becoming a little bit more insecure. You see that more in Bogota, to be honest with you. In Medellin, the mayor actually did some work to, you know, there's a famously a park here called Parque Lleras, which is a very touristy area. It started to get flooded with sex tourism, and then you started to see all this, like, prostitution. And I was here last year. That's what I saw. This year, they actually put the police, they control who comes in and comes out. You have to use your ID. So they've been a little bit more strict on that. That's I think, a positive thing. But overall, yes, John, you do see more effects of the migration, whether they're homeless or they're just working on the street, you see it. And I'd say you probably have more incidents of ordinary crime, theft, robbery, that kind of thing.
Ernesto, I call upon your experience with Colombia as foreign minister and then as a citizen, because my impression here in North America, where I've only ever lived, is that Colombia has been a strong partner with the United States and prosperous and a capitalist economy for decades, for as long as it's been part of the OAS. Is this a marked change Gustavo Petro has brought? And do we see similar change in Brazil, or is this a deterioration of a success?
It is a very marked change, John, unfortunately. Colombia suffered maybe more than any other Latin American country with drug trafficking and the association of drug gangs with extreme far-left terrorism. And they were overcoming that, practically overcame that, with U.S. help. So when you need your country, clean your country of terrorism and organized crime, it used to be the U.S. that you called to help. So, but of course, this didn't go with the project of destroying our countries, which is the project of the far left associated with organized crime in the region since many decades, but especially since the early 90s. So, Petro represents this different approach. They want to destroy everything that was working in Colombia and turn it into a paradise for crime and terrorism, even terrorism from other regions. So it's very sad to see that. I used to work with the Colombian government when I was a minister during the Duque government, which was very much in the defensive, like in a state of siege by the extreme left, and then the left took power. In Brazil, it's similar in a way, but Brazil didn't have that same experience of getting that strong U.S. help to rid us of organized crime. So organized crime thrived even more in Brazil during the last years than in Colombia, maybe.
I read just for you to react to, Ernesto, and then you, Joseph. This is Reuters within these last days, a video released over the weekend of Colombian rebel commander Ivan Marquez, who had reportedly died last year, as real, Defense Minister Ivan Velasquez said. Marquez, the well-known leader of a faction of former Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, rebels who returned to arms after rejecting a 2016 peace deal with Colombia, was thought to have died in Venezuela. That's what you're talking about, right, Ernesto? We're talking about FARC resurrected from the dead. It's not dead.
Absolutely, absolutely. FARC in Colombia, also in association with organized crime in Brazil and in Venezuela, of course. So this whole north of South America is a hotbed for that, with the support, or at least with the blind eye, of the Brazilian government at the moment.
And Joseph, this report of Ivan Marquez back from the dead, this is undermines all of the presentation these last years that FARC could be brought in from the cold by negotiation and diplomacy and not war fighting. They went on for months in Havana, is my memory. Is this a blow to that school, or does Petro stay with it no matter what?
No, I mean, Petro comes from that school, so he's always going to stay with it. But, I mean, what the Ivan Marquez saga, what to me that demonstrates, it demonstrates that you really can't trust anything that comes out of Venezuela, because the reports of him dying in some type of clash with violence or armed forces was in Venezuela, when Ivan Marquez is in Venezuela. And so there was never confirmation of his death because the Venezuelans don't do that kind of work, right? They don't actually have, or they don't care to have confirmation of criminal actors. If anything, they have support or protection of criminal actors inside the country. And everyone kind of knows Ivan Marquez has connections to the Maduro regime. So that's the first thing that really comes to mind. The second thing is, you know, President Petro's, you know, is really a failing total peace plan. It's really about the ELN, right? Because the FARC already got their peace plan, so he wants to give that to the ELN. And what he's establishing, and this actually started with President Santos in Colombia, is a moral hazard for criminal groups to do more criminal activity and to gain impunity for that activity. Because what happened with the FARC peace deal was you never provided justice to the victims that were basically the victims of violence of the FARC throughout all those decades. And because you didn't get that, then the ELN and every other narco-terrorist group inside the country thinks that they can get the same deal. So I think that that's the essential problem. And the moral hazard is that they think that because of their violence actions, it provides them more leverage to get a better deal. So they escalate the violence in action, which is actually what's happening specifically with the ELN here in Colombia. They repeatedly break their ceasefire agreements. So this is a perverse incentive, and I think most of Colombia understands it. I think it contributes to why President Petro's approval ratings are going down. But it's unfortunately something that the Colombians have to endure.
I'm speaking with Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. He's in Medellin, Colombia, traveling. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. When we come back, there's a natural catastrophe in Brazil that tests everybody's ability to respond in Rio Grande do Sul. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.